Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For sure, they got a lot of guys who arguably can be a number one receiver on the team, so it definitely opens it up. You can't really go on there and sit here and say, oh, I'm going to double this guy or double this guy. Because, like, well, you're putting somebody else in the dilemma. It's got guys that you got to win matchup. You got to win your matchup and just compete.
Buffalo Bills cornerback Rasul Douglas talking about the very, very talented Houston Texans wide receiver room. I think Nico Collins has ascended into that category of top 10, I think easily top 10 receiver. But he just reminded, I said it yesterday with John Harris, the Texan sideline reporter. He, like, reminds me of the DK Metcalfs, the AJ Browns. And then when he brought up, like, that defensive player mentality, I'm like, yeah, the old school safeties of, like, Brian Dawkins and Ed Reed, where if you're a cornerback, you're also a safety. It's going to hurt to try to bring those guys down. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump in on some of the conversations we've been having today. But right now we go to the Wester Hotline. The Buffalo Bills, an extensive injury report from yesterday. And for more on that and today, we hear from our own Sal Capaccio there on the Wester Hotline. Sal, good morning. How are we doing today?
Pretty good, guys. Yeah, I mean, going to be down at practice here in about an hour, and then we'll see if Deion Dawkins is back on the field, if Khalil Shakir is back on the field, what the situation is with Taylor Rapp. So obviously a lot to monitor today.
And on that Deion Dawkins one as well, he was somebody that I think you said it a few times now over this week of just like during the Ravens game, every time a drive ended, he was going to get worked on his hamstring, whether it be in the blue medical tent, yeah, off to the side, what have you. That is an injury we haven't brought up actually a ton today. We've been obviously talking a lot of wide receivers, Khalil Shakir mainly, but like that is an injury. I don't really know 100% yet what like their depth is at left tackle, because it seems Deion has just been a stalwart. He's going to be there 17 games out of the year.
Yeah, for sure. He's been really durable and a rock at left tackle protecting Josh Allen's blind side. So, you know, when an injury occurs for him, it's more notable even because it's not normal and common for him. A lot of guys, you know, you deal with things here and there, and I'm sure he does, but he's always been, like I said, so durable and consistent. But look, I mean, it was Wednesday yesterday. He didn't practice. Sean McDermott indicated before practice that they are managing it, but also there is concern he could miss the game. So it's really how it reacted to treatment yesterday and what they feel today. If he doesn't practice today, that's not great news as far as his availability for Sunday. Doesn't mean he's out, though. You still have tomorrow. There's been times where guys didn't practice Wednesday and Thursday. They did practice on Friday, and they played in the game. And look, he's Deion Dawkins. He knows the system. It's not like he has to necessarily have all those reps throughout the week. Excuse me. You'd love to have those reps, but it's not necessarily, you know, incumbent upon him to be able to have those to play. If he doesn't play, I would expect Ryan Vandermark to be, you know, his left, Josh Allen's left tackle, the Bills' left tackle on Sunday. So we'll see on that. And yeah, you're right. Sunday, he did come out of the game. Every time the drive was over, it seemed like they were kind of working on it, but he never missed a rep, to my knowledge, to the injury itself. And then Khalil Shakir is in the same boat as Deion, really, but with the ankle. And, you know, we'll see how it progresses over, again, about an hour or so when they get on the practice field.
So another guy that was the interest of Bills fans yesterday with practice, at least he was practicing, was Terrell Bernard. Out of a non-contact jersey, what did that look like? I mean, you know, how does it look for his outlook for the game this weekend?
I think he's trending in a really, really positive direction. Just kind of knowing how these things normally go. He practiced last week, but did not play, but was in a red non-contact jersey. And then he shows up yesterday in a blue jersey, where the defense is wearing blue this week, at practice, and which means no red non-contact, and it's his second full week of practice, essentially. So I think that, you know, meaning full, meaning, you know, every day. So unless there's some sort of setback, which you don't think so, we talked to him after practice. He didn't say necessarily if he's playing or not, guys, but he's taking it day by day. It just feels like it's trending towards Terrell Bernard being able and available to play on Sunday in Houston.
And then what about Taron Johnson? Obviously, he's limited yesterday, but he's in that red non-contact jersey. But, I mean, also, even looking back to last week, he was sort of the guy that wasn't practicing while Bernard was now sort of taking the steps he is. So I'm assuming this week probably, well, not obviously ruled out yet, kind of, I'm assuming, trending that way?
You know, it's interesting with him. It feels like he's kind of in the same bucket that Bernard was last week, right, where he shows up. He's in a red non-contact. He's practicing, but he doesn't actually play. So at this point, I would probably lean more on that side, guys, that like maybe he's not. But honestly, it's pure speculation on my part, only based on, you know, previous kind of, you know, watching how these things go. He also said after practice that just taking it day by day, he'll see how he feels. He said he has played with a cast on his hand before when he broke his hand. This is different. This is the forearm, but he is able to play. You know, if they have to, they had a big brace and wrapped up yesterday. The thing that gets me more towards, I don't know if he's going to be playing, even though he practiced yesterday and he was termed limited. I mean, even the limited was limited. He did not take part in any contact whatsoever in the positional drills that I watched. So like if they were going against a bag, and everybody's kind of wrapping up the bag or hitting the bag, he never did that. If there was any kind of hitting or touching, like the another person, like sometimes they go and just kind of show you some formations and the guy runs with the ball and you kind of just up thud, you go up and you wrap him up. He didn't do any of that. So there truly was no contact there. Reminds me of Bernard. Bernard actually did a little bit more last week in the red non-contact than Taron did yesterday in the red non-contact. However, again, it doesn't mean that today we get out there and he does a little bit more, and maybe by Sunday he's playing.
And I mean, to be fair too, I mean, even if he misses this week, they have a quote unquote longer week because they'll be playing on Monday night against the Jets. So I mean, you'll have a little bit to play there as well. Two other guys that did not practice yesterday: Austin Johnson, defensive tackle, oblique injury, and then safety Taylor Rapp. He's obviously in concussion protocol. Kind of two questions here, Sal. With Austin Johnson not practicing, and them just signing Zion Loke, he was out there yesterday. He has to be on the 53-man roster. So, I mean, are we imagining then that he's going to get some playing time there? And then with Rapp, Cole Bishop, he's somebody I really want to see get more playing time, especially we didn't get to see much in training camp. And even through these little spots that he's been able to get into some of these blowouts, I have liked.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's what I've seen.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think they have a plan for Cole Bishop, right? I think he's going to be a starter on this team at some point. Whether that's now due to injury, later in the year due to play, next year, whatever it is. I mean, Cole Bishop's going to be an integral part of this organization, this defense, hopefully for a long time. There's a plan there. Right now, though, he's not the starter. It's Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin. Taylor Rapp is in concussion protocol. He did work off to the side yesterday, which is good news. A lot of times you don't even see those guys, so we'll see how he progresses. And I know the game was on Sunday night last week, so it's a little less time. I know, and hours do matter when it comes to a concussion. However, I remember last year there was a player, and I can't remember who it was, maybe Ty Johnson, if my memory serves me, who had a concussion on a Monday night game and then played on Sunday. So it's possible to progress through the protocol and play on Sunday after a Sunday night game. The Bills, actually, recent history, a lot of guys, they do progress through the concussion protocol pretty well. They have, you know, their benchmarks and standards they have to follow with the league and the protocol, and they get them to that point. So we'll see about Taylor Rapp. What's complicating the issue here is, guys, Taylor Rapp's backup, yes, is Cole Bishop, but also Cam Lewis would be a normal backup at safety, but Cam Lewis is currently playing nickel corner for Taron Johnson. So all of that kind of gets baked in. Now, let's say Taylor Rapp can't make it back, and Cam Lewis has to play nickel corner. I would expect somebody to get elevated. Lewis Cine or Kareem Jackson are both on the practice squad. One of those guys would then need to be elevated for Sunday's game. So I think a lot of that still has to be determined, and we'll see where it goes. As far as defensive tackle is concerned, yes, Austin Johnson has an oblique injury. Now, remember, Javon Solomon missed two games early in the year with an oblique injury. If Austin Johnson is out any length of time, I mean, they could obviously think about IR, but if it's shorter than that, you know, yeah, you're probably looking at Zion Logue, because Zion Logue is on the 53. Right now, they only have five defensive tackles. And if one is down, that's four. And you have to have at least four. They're going to dress for a game. So, yeah, I would think Zion Logue could be. You could also look to elevate Elianku or Branson Dean for that spot. So a couple of things they're going to have to work through here.
You know, as soon as you went into those safeties there, I was thinking about Lewis Cine. But then I remembered, I saw this video yesterday of him doing one-on-one drills with the linebackers. What do you think that could mean? And what could that mean for his availability on Sunday and even going forward?
Well, he's not a linebacker. What it would mean to me, guys, is, right, and I know you're not suggesting that, but just so when everybody hears that, oh, he's working with linebackers, they change in his position. No, but what happens is you have that dime safety role in the Bills defense, right? The dime safety plays a little closer to the line of scrimmage. It doesn't play in the back end traditionally like an actual safety. It's the role that Jordan Poyer basically played last year. Jordan Poyer at the end of last year was playing dime safety. It's the role Jamarcus Ingram has played really through games, you know, most of one, then two and three, not as much on Sunday. So my guess is that they're working him to be able to understand linebacker duties to play a dime safety role. That would be my best guess. But it's only Wednesday. They're working through injuries. They probably want to make sure with everyone where they are, what they know in case they have to go in. But I wouldn't discount it if Lewis Cine could be elevated. And maybe, look, it didn't work in Minnesota. And a lot of people will tell you, it's just like, it wasn't just because he got injured his rookie year and he missed. Like, it just never worked with him there. Well, maybe he was a little miscast. Maybe no one knew that. And nobody would suggest coming out of draft that he would be more. He was a safety coming out. He was regarded as a very high safety. He was drafted in the first round, I believe it was. So, but maybe the Bills looked at him and said, you know what? He'd be better if we moved him closer to the line of scrimmage and played more of a linebacker safety hybrid role.
Could definitely be interesting to keep an eye on there. Sal, what is the schedule looking like for today? I know you mentioned practice coming up here in just about an hour or so.
Yeah, 12:30 p.m. We're going to be on the practice field. Players will practice today, and then we'll hear from players after practice. Tomorrow, I'll be on here on the Extra Point Show, and we're going to have Sean McDermott. We don't exactly know what time yet. I'll let everybody know that. But as soon as we do, we'll put that out there. But obviously, we'll hear from him during the show, and he'll give us an update on injuries. And if there's anybody declared out, it'll be obviously pretty important to hear Sean McDermott on the Extra Point Show tomorrow to figure out and find out what's going on with injuries. And of course, Patrick Hammer will give us a Houston weather check, although that's really mainly for anybody going to the game, because the game itself, guys, they're going to have the roof closed. And it won't matter.
Yeah, Texas stadiums in the NFL and having domes. I don't know. I just, let the sun shine. I don't know. Sal, though, real quick before we let you get out of here.
Yeah.
Baseball, Yankees, Royals, how are we feeling?
Well, I mean, if the Royals pitch like they did against the Orioles, it's going to be a really tough matchup for the Yankees because they pitched terrific. I do like the Yankees. I'd rather face the Royals than the Orioles, just given kind of how their rosters are and the Orioles' success against the Yankees this year, recent history. But at the same time, 6 days off for the Yankees, and then you have good pitching coming in. Like, that's tough. But Gerrit Cole's going game one. We'll see what happens. Should be fun.
All right, Sal. Enjoy practice today, and we'll talk again soon, man.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. Again, he'll be on tomorrow. Patrick Hammer, Sean McDermott. Leading into Sabres pregame?
That's going to be exciting. Zach, you know what just popped up on my timeline?
What?
11 years ago today.
Oh, boy.
Bills play the Browns on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, the E.J. Manuel didn't. Yeah. That's when he, like,
E.J. Manuel's knee.
Sprained his knee or something.
I just watched that hit again. How did nobody just go after that defender? I mean.
Yeah.
Manuel is, granted, he's not necessarily giving himself up, but he's down the sideline. He gets a first down pretty effectively. And then It looks like, I don't even know who it is, like a safety or something like that, just drops down and just lowers the boom on his leg.
This is 2013, right?
11 years ago. So yes, 2013. I can't tell what player it is. I think it's a 3 and maybe an 8, but I don't really know. But I just like seeing that hit, I'm like, man, if someone did that, or even like tried that with Josh Allen, the amount of players that would be up in that defender's face.
I remember convincing myself up to that Cleveland game, because I do remember that one specifically. I remember convincing myself, Manuel's figuring it out. He's getting better.
Right.
You know what doesn't prove that? Literally any of his stats leading up to that. Completion percentage up to the Cleveland game against the Jets, 45%, 19 completions to 42 attempts, a touchdown, 243 yards. The win against Baltimore, a game I actually did attend, which was a lot of fun. I went with like 7 of my high school friends. It was a lot of fun. He was 10 of 22. Again, 45 completion percentage, 167 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions. I remember, was it Robert Woods? Maybe. He was down the field, wide open, time to throw, never looked at him. And, like, the 7 or 8 of us were just like, what is happening here?
In this game, E.J. Manuel, before he leaves the game, 11 of 20, 129 yards. Fred Jackson, 17 rushes, 53 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Robert Woods, 5 receptions, 64 yards.
What a time to be alive, man.
Bills go to 2-3 when they lose that game.
What a time to be alive.
Josh Gordon on the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Whedon at quarterback. Man. Sorry, I don't know why this just popped up on my timeline, but it's just...
Josh Gordon.
Gotta love it.
Josh Gordon. Wow. What a player. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Mitt. We're going to be here for just one more segment before we get you over to Sabres Live at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.